Alyssa and Dave Rindell founded Evergreen Zero Waste in 2010, and their company was named Recycler of the Year at the annual Recycle Colorado Summit. Thanks for speaking with KD&K, Alyssa and Dave.
Thanks, Gavin.
Thanks, Gavin.
Evergreen Zero Waste collects compost from homes, schools, restaurants, even grocery stores, supports waste reduction at dozens of events around the valley throughout the year, and leads outreach and education efforts for all ages. The work is often messy or gross, but I've never seen either of you grimace. What's the secret sauce that keeps you joyful doing this sometimes thankless work?
Oh, Gavin, I think it is really, really tough and sometimes pretty nasty work to do, but thankfully we are in no shortage of appreciation around here. It's pretty amazing, whether you're riding on the back of a truck or digging in some bin at an event. There are high fives, there are hugs, there are smiles, there are thank yous, there are total shouts out from everybody all throughout the valley. It's kind of weird being kind of this weird underground celebrity, but it's a cool, highly visible program that really touches people in their homes and their emotions, and they share it with their kids and they share it with work, and it really means something to people. So it's really cool.
And I'll say that you can see the benefits when you're at the events and you have dumpsters full of recycling, dumpsters full of compost, and a small bit of trash. You're actually seeing the difference that you're making there in real time.
Given that the town of Carbondale is launching a new trash and recycling collection system this fall, giving residents financial incentive to reduce waste that goes to the landfill, how are Evergreen Zero Waste customers reducing that volume? What's your impact?
Well, it fits right in line with our program. We got this award in part because it's a very comprehensive program. We do a lot of education. We do upstream purchasing guidance. And then we're telling people how to fit this into their homes or their businesses so that they are diverting as much as possible. With this town effort, people have the opportunity to have a big recycling bin, small recycling cart, and to even do that trash bin every other week. Right? And if they add composting, that's going to be the majority of their waste stream.
Yeah. And basically, if you love the compost and if you love the recycle, you're going to be in prime position to find yourself the best rate for the smallest, less frequently picked up trash bin and divert the majority of your materials away from the landfill.
It seems like more and more businesses, in Carbondale at least, are not even putting out landfill-based products anymore. So, for example, you walk in Pepino's, I mean, their cups, their plates, their napkins, it's all compostable. And so it seems like that's been one of the other big impacts that Evergreen Zero Waste has had is, for example, KD&K. I mean, full disclosure, we work with Evergreen on our events because we want to be as green as possible. And so we don't buy plastic solo cups. We get compostable materials. So it seems like you guys have had a lot of impact before it even gets to the consumer.
Well, I think in this 15 years that I've been doing these events that I have found that it's just as important as the recovery to start with the right products. You do not want to make it confusing for attendees to sort their materials. You want to be able to say everything in your hand is compostable, one-stop drop. They walk away feeling good about what they did and no confusion.
Last question. How exactly does commercial composting work? Walk us through the process. So, Dave, you show up outside KD&K, you come unlock our compost bin, you load it up into your truck. Then what?
Yeah, we throw the materials in our truck. It's thankfully not always me anymore. We take it up to Pickens County Landfill, which has a United States Composting Council certified industrial facility. And they're turning this stuff into an amazing soil amendment with which local gardeners are loving it.
Yeah, after he drops it off at Pickens County Landfill, they put it into large windrows where it cures for about 120 days, give or take. And then it's screened out and sold back to the community. And it's purchased by local landscapers and gardeners. Being that it is, each batch is tested, it's just perfect for putting back into our soil to make it more nutrient rich and to complete the circle of organic materials.
Yeah, it's fun. A couple times a year, we do a giveaway, and the local gardeners are usually just telling about how wonderful it is. So.
That's Alyssa and Dave Rindell. Their company, Evergreen Zero Waste, is now in its 10th year and was just named Recycler of the Year at the annual Recycle Colorado Summit. Thanks so much for speaking with KD&K. Congratulations.
Thank you
so much. You're awesome. Thank you.